This is Vatican Radio and I am Lydia O'Kane. For centuries, the sanctuary of St. Patrick on the island of Lough Derg in the north of Ireland has been welcoming pilgrims for a period of prayer and reflection. In the era of evangelisation, this place of pilgrimage in County Donegal has been inviting people to come and express and celebrate their faith. Father Robert McCabe, chaplain to the Irish Defence Forces, who has also made numerous trips to the island, spoke to us about the Lough Derg experience. What kind of a place is Lough Derg?
Lydia, Lough Derg is an island in County Donegal in the northwest of Ireland where people have been gathering for prayer for 15 centuries. Since the time of St. Patrick, the lake Lough Derg has been welcoming people to a place of prayer. There was a small island called Saint's Island, on which St. Davog, one of the apostles of St. Patrick, formed a Christian community, formed the little monastic community that some of your listeners might be familiar with from Kells and from Clonmacnoise, some of the larger monasteries. And the monks discovered that so many people were coming to visit them on this island that they needed themselves to get into a boat themselves and follow the example of Christ and the apostles and go further into the lake to the island which was most distant from the mainland. This was Station Island, and on Station Island they built their little beehive monastic cells where they spent time in prayer, again following the example of Christ and the apostles. And over time, the people who had been visiting Station Island and visiting Saints Island, they said, we want to experience the same type of robust Celtic prayer and in the Irish monastic tradition that you're doing on Station Island. This would be the same type of prayer which St. Kevin in Glendalough would be known for standing in the shape of the cross. We're told that St. Kevin stood in the shape of the cross and that a bird came and built her nest in his hand. He was such a patient man, and he had such an attachment to this method of identifying himself with the cross of Christ. So that's where the island grew up in its name and its reputation. Then over the years, people continued that same tradition of prayer and of penance. So the 21st century pilgrim knows that when they arrive in Lough Derg, they arrive by boat, they arrive to the island known as Station Island, they remove their shoes and their socks, and every pilgrim is equal. They eat one simple meal a day, which is tea, coffee, bread, toast, or oatcakes. And they spend the first night that they're on the island, they spend two nights on the island. So the full pilgrimage lasts 72 hours. You arrive on your first day of pilgrimage, fasting since midnight. You begin your station prayers, which are about an hour long, time of walking in a circular movement around the basilica, and then around the remains of these little monastic cells, the beehive monastic cells, which were destroyed during the Reformation, but which were rebuilt by people who wanted to keep that spirit of prayer alive. So there's very much a sense of prayer, fasting, and Christian community support going on in Lough Derg, which is beautiful to consider that Clonmacnoise and Kells, Iona, they're very much now places of tourist attraction. But Lough Derg is the place where that spirit of prayer has continued unbroken since around the time of Patrick.
People who go to Lough Derg, are they going because they're just in search of that kind of tranquility? When you've been there, what are people looking for when they go?
I suppose there's two aspects. People want to connect with the fact that their father, that their mother, I know that my father has done the pilgrimage with me. His parents made the pilgrimage themselves in a time when they didn't have the ability to choose about fasting. Some of our ancestors in Ireland, it was fasting was very much a way of life for them. Many people who come to Lough Derg, they remember their parents speaking of going to school in their bare feet, and how many people who come to Lough Derg also they come for a sense of connecting with the faith of Patrick. That this is a place of robust, tough prayer. We very much admire sometimes people who go to the Far East, they go to these monastic traditions in a different religion, and they undergo a very rigorous way of life. Well, here in Ireland, there is that robust tradition of prayer, which goes back to the time of people, you know, people who visit Lough Derg. We know that our DNA has walked around this island before us, that our parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, people from our villages came and they prayed for particular intentions on Lough Derg. That's the historical sense of connecting with pilgrimage. There's another dimension of the fact that you get into a boat and you're imitating the example of Christ and the apostles, that you leave all your belongings, you leave your mobile phone in the car on the mainland. You leave all your worldly possessions on the mainland and you just get into the boat with your simple belongings, your overnight bag, and with some good weatherproof clothing and with some warm clothing, because when you're awake during the night, you need that warm clothing. And you get into the boat and you cross to the other side of the lake, and that you're in this environment where everybody is supporting each other as a community who will only be together for less than 48 hours. But they realize that each individual who comes to Lough Derg cannot do the pilgrimage on their own. They need the support of other people. So it's that sense of experiencing Christian support in very much in action that attracts people to Lough Derg. Apart from the fact that so many young people who come, so many professionals say that they're delighted that there's such a very poor mobile phone coverage on Lough Derg, that they can disconnect from the office, they can disconnect from emails, disconnect from a screen, and instead that they can sit in the refectory, having said their prayers on the first day, they can sit in the refectory and eat a very simple meal and be completely present to the pilgrim who is opposite them, hear their story. If you were to put a video camera in a Dublin restaurant and contrast the sense of presence which people have on Lough Derg, they've paid for a very simple meal on Lough Derg. The full pilgrimage, the donation, suggested donation is about €70. That's for the 3 days of your pilgrimage. And to see people sitting in the refectory on Lough Derg, completely present with people from different countries and different parts of Ireland, they're completely present. They're not updating their Facebook status. They're not saying, I'm on Lough Derg, I'm having a meal, having toast and tea at the moment. But if you go into a restaurant in Dublin and see people who are, or even in Rome, I'm sure the same, that people very much attach to their mobile phone of not living in the present with the people who are with them at the present moment, but telling other people what a great time they're having. So that's the sense of Christian support, apart from the fact that on Lough Derg, and this, I suppose, is the key to what has kept the pilgrimage alive for so long, is the fact that Christ is at the center of every one of the prayers. The liturgies, the prayerful movement, all direct the person in a circular prayer, walking around the outside of this little beehive monastic cell, then kneeling on the wall, then walking around the inside and kneeling at the cross in the center. That Christ is very much at the center of the prayer the pilgrim makes, which is called a station prayer, which lasts about an hour. Christ is at the center of the celebration of the Eucharist, the celebration of reconciliation, and the celebration of the renewal of baptismal promises. So that on the third morning, when the pilgrim has had a good night's sleep after benediction on the second night, the vigil candle is extinguished, and pilgrims pray the Canticle of Simeon, the great prayer, "At last, all powerful Master, you give leave to your servant to go in peace." And no person prays that prayer with such a generous, delighted heart than the pilgrim on Lough Derg, who knows they'll be trotting off very shortly to their pillow to a great night's sleep. They'll get to bed at 10 o'clock. The bell will wake them up at 6 o'clock the next morning. And in a sense, they rise on the third day. And they rise, and things then make sense for them. The physical and the spiritual prayer, they combine at the Mass on the final morning. The prior gives the papal blessing, the Pope's blessing, to all pilgrims who've completed the pilgrimage. And then they prepare their final station prayer and they get their shoes on and they're on the boat for 10 o'clock.
Looking at Lough Derg, it's been a place of pilgrimage for centuries. But what about the 21st century when pilgrims go? Is the message the same?
Yes, the 21st century pilgrim wants to know what's Lough Derg about. The person who's never been there before It's interesting that people who've never been to Lough Derg, they speak about going to Lough Derg. But the pilgrim who has been to Lough Derg, the returning pilgrim, always speaks about doing Lough Derg. That Lough Derg really is something that you do. It's a full body prayer. It's a full living out an experience of robust Christian prayer. And this year, perhaps for the year of evangelization, the website on Lough Derg has proposed that we might look at pilgrim stories, some pilgrim stories like the Canterbury Tales, except this is a pilgrim scale. The word scale in Irish is much more than a story. This is like the sense of the Camino, that you're journeying with somebody, you're exploring what the richness of why they're coming to do Lough Derg is. And there's a little bank of videos, there's about 20 videos, I think, at this stage, of pilgrims from different walks of life, different age groups, saying why they're on pilgrimage. There, after the dreadful train crash on the eve of the Feast of St. James, the prior was able to connect the pilgrims to Lough Derg who walk with the pilgrims who make the Camino. And that was a video and a message which was very well received by so many pilgrims on Lough Derg, that the prior was connecting them with people who've walked around the penitential beds on Lough Derg and those who have been pilgrims down through the centuries. The new evangelization, the motto is, or the theme, the logo is of course the boat, and Lough Derg is a place par excellence of getting into a boat and crossing, like the apostles, into a place of prayer. They're very much conscious that Christ is there with them in their prayer. And I think that the videos which are there on the channel iCatholic.ie, which is also another little opportunity for new evangelization of how do we make our message relevant and how do we engage and present our message using 21st century means. Years ago, we have records of people coming from Holland in the 11th century to Lough Derg. People came from Hungary. There are written records of people coming from Hungary to Lough Derg in the 15th century. Lough Derg was seen as a place on the periphery, on the very furthest extremes of Europe. So if you went any further than Lough Derg, you fell off the ends of the earth. And as Pope Francis invites us to go to the periphery, he's inviting us to push ourselves to our extremes. And the pilgrim on Lough Derg, you see it from some of these videos on iCatholic.ie/LoughDerg, LoughDerg, that some of the pilgrims, how they speak of their time on Lough Derg, that yes, they're pushing themselves to their extremes of prayer. They're testing themselves, see, is my belief in Christ, is this something that nourishes me? And yes, they have those questions on the first day. It's always on the third day that things make sense for the pilgrim on Lough Derg, just as for the apostles on the third day. After the resurrection, things made so much sense after the time of difficulty, the time of suffering, the time of challenge, that things made sense. And I hope that some of these videos on the Lough Derg channel make some Christian sense out of the sense of pilgrimage, this place as a place of prayer for 1600 years.
Is there a good time to go to Lough Derg? Is it a place you can go to all year round, or are there certain times of the year where it's better to go?
The pilgrimage season, the three-day pilgrimage season, begins on the first weekend in June and continues right through until the 15th of August. So because the pilgrimage lasts for 3 days, the last boat to the island is at 3 p.m. on the 13th of August. And then the pilgrims all leave on the morning of the 15th of August. So you really need to be making the pilgrimage from some stage between the 1st of June and the 13th of August. I recommend to my soldiers and to my friends in parishes and to my friends as priests that it's better to make the pilgrimage early than never. Not late than never, better late than never. It's better to make it early than never because something will always come into your calendar. So many people on Lough Derg speak to me of making, they block off the 3 days to say, yes, they text their friends in different parishes, or they text their family in a different country, say, if you're coming home, let's make Lough Derg, let's make the pilgrimage on these 3 days. There's also, in recent years, there's been a day of prayer on Loch Derg, which continues that sense of going to a quiet place. So those days of prayer continue in after the pilgrimage season. So from the middle to the end of August,